AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Russia continues to pound Ukraine's northeastern Kharkiv region. President Volodymyr Zelensky toured damage in the city today after an overnight attack that destroyed trains and tracks. Sagar Magani reports more U.S. aid is on the way.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken confirmed the aid, saying it's part of American efforts to help repel the assault near Ukraine's second biggest city. The package includes rocket systems, munitions, and artillery rounds. The State Department says Blinken will also travel to Eastern Europe next week, amid concerns about not just Russian advances in Ukraine, but its potential interference in neighboring Moldova and pro-Moscow legislation being pushed in Georgia. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The International Court of Justice has ordered Israel to halt its military offensive in Rafah. Israel maintains its military hasn't and won't target civilians. A former CIA officer and contract linguist for the FBI, accused of spying for China, has pleaded guilty in federal court in Honolulu. And Jackie Quinn reports the UAW is challenging last week's vote rejecting unionization at two Mercedes plants in Alabama.
The United Auto Workers Union's alleging that Mercedes-Benz officials intimidated and coerced Alabama workers into rejecting unionization. Its complaint to the NLRB says four pro-union employees had been fired, and the company allowed anti-union meetings to take place during working hours, but no pro-union meetings were allowed. A statement from Mercedes-Benz management says more than 90% of the team members voted, and the majority is not interested in representation by the UAW. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Stocks closed the week with gains. The S&P up 0.7%, the Nasdaq 1.1, the Dow just 4 points. This is AP News. NBA playoff action in Minneapolis tonight. The Timberwolves looking to even things with the Mavericks. Githan Kulbaugh recaps last night's Eastern Conference game.
The Celtics grabbed a 2-0 series lead in the Eastern Conference Finals with a 126-110 Game 2 rout of the Pacers. After hitting the game-tying 3 to force OT in Game 1, Jaylen Brown stayed hot with a playoff career-high tying 40 points.
Just being aggressive, wanting to get out in transition and run, but wanted to attack their smaller guards, put pressure on them, get to the basket, get to the free throw line.
Boston used a 20-0 run in the second quarter to take the lead for good. Jason Tatum scored 23, as did Derek White. Pascal Siakam led the Pacers with 28 points. Tyrese Halliburton scored 10 and was ruled out in the second half with left leg soreness. Game 3 is Saturday in Indianapolis. Githan Kulbaugh, Boston.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.